Friday, June 7th. See pun intended in action, doing what we do best, celebrating our historic tag team championship run. I can't tell you how many days we've been champion because I have not checked, even though it's been since October 19th, 2018. You do the maths. Harry Cruz, cruising and bruising, unkillable Ryan Parrott. Come on down, it's for charity.
Welcome everyone to Broken But Glorious!
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward!
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined back on the show by the best tag team in the UK, the unkillable Ryan Parrott and Harry Cruz. Pun intended. How are you doing this evening, lads?
We're both unkillable, actually. We'll make that very clear. We're both unkillable.
You're both unkillable.
Yeah. We all wear the same t-shirt, not like it's Ryan's t-shirt, but I suppose it'll have to do.
Yeah,
it's the only way Harry can get over.
Oh, we have none of that.
I wanted to start the interview by just congratulating you both, because both your solo interviews got over 1,000 plays each last year.
Oh. So. Well, that's quite expected when you're tag team champions. Everyone wants to hear what you're saying.
So how have you been since we last spoke?
Not too bad. We got championship titles because we beat like three of the best teams in the UK. The Hunter Brothers, the Ball Boys, Alter Ego, beat them all at once, of course, with the tag team champions.
Basically.
Ryan, I heard you're feuding with a 13-year-old girl.
Dean, not 13. Get it right. And I would have won if it wasn't for some crooked official.
She does look like she
that was never brought, which has never brought account to his actions.
No.
Harry was gonna run in and attack her at a show, but
I got told I'm not allowed to do that, and I have to just stand there and look beautiful.
Yeah, she does look like she kicks pretty hard.
Pretty hard is a bit of an understatement.
Right, so for those listeners who didn't hear your first interviews, could you remind us about the history of Pun Intended, where you met, etc.?
Go on, Ryan, I'll let you take over here.
Right, history of Pun Intended started in October 2017, got absolutely nowhere until June 2016. June 2018.
Yeah.
No, not June 2018, was it? It was October.
Come on, Ryan, sort it out.
I don't even know when Pun Intended started and when.
It was MBW.
I was getting confused. I don't know why I said June 2016. June 2016 is not relevant whatsoever. June 2018 is when I started.
Ryan, you had one job.
Pun Intended started properly in October 2018, and now we're the tag team champions.
In one proper match, that's all it took us.
Yeah.
One match, and now we're at the top.
Yeah, so during your last interview, this was the match you're referring to is the open challenge you did at the Wrestling for Calm event. Wasn't
yeah.
It? So
for those for Click Sergeant.
So for the listeners who didn't. So for them, listeners, who answered the call again?
You got the Hunter Brothers, wow. The Alter Ego, and the Bull Boys.
Wow. Yeah, I think
none of them were good enough, obviously, because we were the ones that got the pin.
Harry punched me in the face as well.
Brilliant. Do not show everybody our miscommunications. We'll have none of that.
It was a carefully laid plan.
Yeah, they are a great organisation. I think the last show they raised £1,400 for Calm. Yeah, but we do need to clear something up, because I've been in touch with Alex Talbot from Wrestle4, and he said not to refer to you as the tag team champions in the interview.
That's just
How do you respond to WrestleFour?
From WrestleFour can go and stick his head where the sun don't shine.
He's just jealous because he wanted the Hunter Brothers as the tag champs, but we got it instead because the Hunters, Lee and Jim, weren't actually that good enough.
They won't be seen again.
Yeah.
Yeah, take us through it. So, you're on your Facebook page, you made an important announcement. Was it last week? Week before?
Of course, yes. I was going to say, we've posted so much stuff to our page, which people should go and follow. I can't keep track of it anymore.
www.facebook.com/PIN intended.
Yeah, the links will be in the description below the interview.
Gangster.
So, talk us through the video. So, what happened? And
what happened? Did you not watch it? We received the title from the post. We got an email to say that we're the champions and that Alex smells.
Exactly. Just nobody liked it, but it was how it was.
Even his own, even some of the other organisers of the event agree that Alex smelled.
Yeah.
So you look like you had a lot of fun of the titles. Do you take them everywhere with you?
Everywhere.
Literally everywhere. I went for a poo the other day. Took them with me. Cause I'm the champ.
Yeah. You went to watch the Page film. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah.
Of course. Fighting with my family, yeah.
Did you get a good response in the cinema with your titles?
Yeah, and they came with us there. We showed everybody that we were the tag champs of WrestleFour, and then we're the most over people in the cinema.
I think people got the wrong idea when we came out of the toilets together after your poo.
Yeah, well, they don't have tag titles, so they don't understand,
well,
Ryan.
It didn't help. You came out licking your lips. That's not good enough.
I had dry lips, okay, leave me alone.
Did you go to McDonald's as well?
We did.
Yeah, we dined like champions.
So are you planning to be fighting champions, or are these championships so prestigious that they're only going to be defended on pay-per-view events?
Well,
we're going to defend them everywhere and everywhere.
If they can find good enough opponents.
I was going to say, are there any teams that have enough to challenge for the titles?
Nah, nobody has. No, nobody's on our level.
They might have to find some imported people from, I don't know,
Japan
land or something.
Japan land.
Right, if they brought in somebody like the Steiner Brothers.
Nah, they're a bit of B-tech, they are, so we'll pass on them.
The Aussie Open.
Maybe.
We took our titles to a show this past weekend where there was no champion in sight yet. Wow. We weren't allowed to defend our
titles. Exactly.
Doesn't help. Alex says that we're self-professed champions. We've done more publicity for this upcoming show than he has.
Exactly, because we are the main.
We do announce an occasional roster member every few months.
He wishes he was us. Ryan, we are WrestleFour, remember?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we are going to have an interview with Alex in the lead up to the event.
Why?
Don't waste your time.
Seems like a really nice chap. I was speaking to him today on Facebook.
He called me Ron Weasley's arsehole.
That's not very nice.
He's not a nice person at all.
For a show that's called Campaign Against Living Miserably, and he goes and insults me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh. It's a good job our titles are made out of foam because they're so absorbent to the tears.
I don't know what to ask.
Also, not impressed on how he cheaped out on our titles. He didn't get us proper nice leather.
Yeah. Didn't even get us leather. And all we did was beat three of the best teams in the UK and just foam. Like, what even is that?
What would you do to change people's perspective of pro wrestling in the UK?
Change people's perspective? What do you mean by that?
Well, some people have a perspective that it's fake. It's for kids.
If they saw us on that mobility scooter, they would realise that it's not fake.
If they saw Harry's tears after being called Ron Weasley's arsehole.
Exactly. My feels are real.
I don't think there to answer your question seriously, I don't think there is much that can be done to change, say, like, the general population's view on wrestling. People that like it. The ones that don't, who cares? They're not going to change their opinion. They're always going to see it as people in their underwear just pretending to fight or what have you. Even though I can reassure you, the kicks, the chops I took in a post-match assault from all those sore losers was as real as it comes.
Hmm.
Even the referee assaulted me.
Wow, that's not good. I bet hope you reported him to the Zebra.
He's just group. some nobody's, no one to report him to. Reporting exactly. There's no authority, nothing. It's just every man for himself.
So if putting Thunder, do you remember back in the day when NWO did their own pay-per-view? Put Intended did their own pay-per-view where you both had a singles match and then you had a tag team match to finish it off. What stipulations match would you want? And who would you
pick? Who's told you about our plans? Harry, how does he know?
Is there a camera in this room that I don't know about?
And who would you want your opponents to be?
What was the question again? I was popping myself. Harry, who would you face? We all know.
Oof. Is it allowed to be an intergender match, or is it got to be a bit of man-on-man action?
It's your dream match.
Oof.
So you get what stipulation and what opponent?
Oof. I've been thrown on the spot here. I have no idea.
We talked about a potential opponent for you the other day.
Did we? Ryan, I've slept since then.
Someone who nearly killed you with a headlock.
Oof. We've got the good Mark Haskins.
Wow.
I wrestled him. He put me in a headlock and I nearly tapped out instantly. It was great.
Wow.
What stipulation would you want?
Stipulation, no headlocks allowed. And then I obviously get to wear like a big bubble wrap suit and then he can just wear whatever he wants. Apart from a bubble wrap suit. Yeah. So I'll be safe and sound throughout the whole match. And then Ryan can be my cheerleader down at the side.
My singles match would be against Shana in a dumpster match because she can finally take out the trash.
Ryan, you can't take yourself out. Calm it down.
Oh. She'll throw you through a ring again.
That's not... Okay, fair enough. That did happen.
Have you ever seen a ring board get broken because Harry's fallen through one?
Well, when Shana gave me a turnbuckle powerbomb thing, that was actually the case. Wow. I kind of went through the board just a little bit.
Maybe that's reserved for when the break show gets dropped in superplexed.
That's what it would have seemed like if it actually visually did anything, but it didn't. It just went crack. Oh dear.
Yeah. So what would the tag team main event be for your?
I quite like the bar.
Wow, that'd be fun.
I like the bar.
We are the bar.
Exactly.
We set the bar for British wrestling.
And they're all gonna.
The X or the New Day, because it would just be a load of ridiculous stuff.
Ryan, they're not.
So where did the idea for coming in on the motorized scooter come from?
We weren't meant to have a tank like DX, but we had to downsize due to the healthy regulations of the building.
Yeah.
The security guard thought that it wasn't ours and was trying to get us off it.
Yeah, so we pushed him aside and we went out. It was great.
At a very, very slow crawl.
They were trying to stop us to get to the ring, Ryan. They were trying to stop the inevitable.
I also hadn't practiced parking that thing, and it took an awkward amount of time to park it.
I can't believe you still managed to get down the side of the ring, Ryan. That was just impossible.
I ran someone over as well, I found out months later.
Good. They deserve it. They booed us. They called me Ron Weasley's arsehole. They deserve it.
Realise it hit someone on the way to the ring.
We should have hit all of them.
We should.
And if you were ever to break up, and obviously
we're never going to break up.
Break up.
And it would obviously lead to a feud. Who would be the heel in the feud?
Obviously Ryan, because kill the parrot.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see him die. Ryan could be the Jannetty of the group, it's fine.
Excuse me, you're always the one who takes the pits.
as much as that is the case.
You take all the glory, you take the pits, you do all the work.
It's funny because it's true.
I get the pops with the promos.
And I can't do a promo.
You can just tell Alex to do one.
Yeah, Ryan, I wore your t-shirt to work the other day, and I got a lot of love for it, and there's lots of people asking what it said, and what it was about.
You should wear Harry Kreese's shirt. Oh, wait, he doesn't promote them. He doesn't sell them. In the entire time Harry's had his shirts, I think he's worn my shirts more to the ring than he's worn his own.
Yeah. I like to wear a good CrossFit t-shirt to the ring, but then Ryan gave me a shirt. So, like, yep, this is going to be my stuff. And I've wore it ever since.
Even though he released his own shirt and then never wore it, never promoted it. Never. He's just got a stock of his own shirt.
Yeah, I like Ryan's t-shirts. It gets me over.
So, on your Facebook page, it says you have a merch deal. Is that still the case? So...
Yeah, and... As soon as I announced that, my sales had died down.
Ryan,
died down to Harry.
Stop giving out the insights of the business.
It's okay, I'll release some new shirts soon and then just be super popular.
Thanks.
The offer was you get both of your shirts for £20.
Yeah.
He's taking us up on that. Well, one person has, but I'm awaiting payment. And we're going to go to his house soon and just ransack.
Yeah. We're going to force him to buy it.
Pun intended, now doing home invasions because we can't get bugs, so we've got to get attention other ways.
It's been the most strangest interview ever. I don't know where to go, where to take it next.
Strange. Well, strange.
We'd have invaded your house too, we just don't know where you live and you're too far away.
Exactly.
So where can people see you in the near future? Rest and Floor.
Rest and Floor.
June, isn't it? June 7th?
Yeah.
You know.
Rest and Floor, the only one that can't stop us just showing up at their shows.
Yeah. Because they can't stop their own tag team champions, obviously.
Have they announced who you're facing yet?
No, well, we have kind of put out a semi kind of open challenge again. But, yeah, no one steps up to the plate to take on the new tag team champions. So we might have to go out and find somebody ourselves if nobody replies soon.
Because what we're going to do is we're just going to have a whole second half of the show to just celebrate.
Oh, yes.
Some emotional tributes. More Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just ride on, you think, to We Are The Champions again.
Me and Harry Cruz. Told the teaming together would be career suicide, and then we get more attention than ever.
Exactly.
Teaming. In terms of where people can find us on social media,
yeah,
just searching our names, Harry Cruz or Ryan Parrott on Facebook, or pun intended, or facebook.com/pintended. Like you said, we have a merch sale. You can buy, get our shirts at the best value by buying them together. So you can get my shirt and Harry's Cruising and Bruising shirt for £20.
Yeah, all the links will be in the description and below the interview.
And I want more than 1,000 views, because, well, that's impressive. I want a lot more.
1,000 is just basic, and we aren't basic, we're the best.
Our promos, whenever we post something to social media, considering we're not usually the main attraction of a show,
yeah,
it's funny how we seem to get... more views and likes and shares than anyone else.
Yeah, I definitely want to see us live. You need to get into the Northwest a bit more. Get out of Birmingham.
People need to start booking us more. Okay. Yeah, we are, in all seriousness, we are looking into that, getting our CVs and whatnot out there.
Set the titles on a road trip.
Yeah, come to Wrestle Island, that's my local promotion.
Oh, well, maybe we'll just have to have words.
Kept liking all of my tweets and then not booking me, which is just very rude.
Yeah, I'll get on to Pete and tell him to get in touch with you.
Good, so I'd like to hear. Yeah.
Session Moth Martina hears this, I want a 3-stage whole match. I want a drinking contest. I want a dance off, and then we're gonna have a fight.
Oh yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'd pay extra to watch you that.
That's what everyone says, but nobody will book it. If you interview Chantel Jordan, will you please tell her that she stinks and that she should get out of wrestling and just leave us all alone and do us all a favour?
Yeah, kids shouldn't be in wrestling if you catch my drift.
What if she answered your open challenge and also...
Come on, let's be serious, come on.
You see, Harry has this really protective layer of muscle, so I think he could handle kicks a lot better.
Ryan, if she's going to kick someone, she's going to kick you. It's not going to be me.
She's run away again.
And just randomly appear at the end of the match and get the pin again.
Hey, it got us to a tag team title. We're fine.
I suppose.
There's the possibility. She is on the wrestling ball roster. It could be anyone who comes after us. We haven't officially stated that we're having an open challenge. All we've said is it will be in action, but that doesn't mean wrestling, but it just could mean dance and celebrate our championship victory.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be Chantel and Alex Tolbis going to answer your challenge, is it?
Chantel's not old enough to take the pun intended open challenges.
Exactly. And then Alex, come on, he'd never answer it because he knows he'll just lose.
Alex Talbot, I don't think he's fit enough to take our challenge. He's got an injured shoulder.
Yeah.
Harry knows a thing or two about injured shoulders.
Yeah. Injured bloody shoulders. Some people need to learn how to not drop people on the side of their heads.
Wow.
It's funny because it's true.
Do you want to tell the listeners about the story?
I think everyone that needs to know it was there, so they already know it.
He will be back in time for Wrestling 4. And
yeah.
Our routine.
I was meant to be wrestling near the start of April, and yeah. I was meant to wrestle on Sunday, just gone as well, but I've had to cancel all of them. So now I'm on the mend.
We're going to do the final dance from Day Dancing. Harry's going to lift me up into the air.
Yeah.
My arms. And we're going to hold the titles.
So what are your plans for with the titles between now and June then?
We're just going to keep promoting them because nobody else promotes anything.
And there's no other titles for wrestling for.
Exactly.
We've got to represent the brand. As many jokes as we're making, it's for very serious courses.
Yes.
And we want to raise as much money as possible.
Yeah, the next show is for Paediatric Cancer Charity.
Yes, indeed.
So
as many eyes as we can get on Wrestling 4, the better it is for those children who are fighting the fight.
Yeah, the brilliant cause.
I've had a lot of people kind of insulting us as tag team champions, like they don't understand.
It's because we're more seen on social media apart from them, Ryan.
It is. Whether you like it, whether you don't, we are the tag team champions and we're going to be tag team champions for a very long time. And we will fight to get some proper title belts because the foam, it's they could break very easily. We're going to need something more permanent.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish there?
Do you want to finish? Did I say I was finished talking? Maybe I want to talk about my childhood.
I've run out of questions, but if you want to carry on talking,
maybe I need to talk about my traumatic childhood and how Harry came to the rescue.
I'll always come to the rescue, Ryan, don't worry.
You asked about our plans. We're going to have some of the world's best painters do some portraits of us.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That'd be great.
One of me and Harry's arms with the tag team titles.
They're going to draw us like they're French girls, basically.
We're going to have our own TV show, our own web show.
I saw the pictures where you posed in Playgirl.
We did.
That's just basic, that is. That was just an easy picture.
Yeah.
that's also just the beginning as well. There can be plenty more of those where they came from.
Are you coming to wrestling for? There's plenty of notice. It's June. Get a hotel. Raise some money.
I'm hoping to. Yeah.
We'll run you over.
It's for charity. You don't have any choice. You have to come.
I'm sure some, because my co-host lives in Birmingham, so hopefully you might be able to go.
Oh, yes.
My co-host lives in Birmingham. We are very familiar with your co-host.
Yeah.
Mr. Newman. Yeah. Oliver Newman. Haven't seen him in a while. Why is he not coming to celebrate our tag team championship run?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Do you know what Oliver Newman's next book is going to be? It's going to be about, pun intended.
Yeah. He needs to get some good sales, so he's going to use us to get to them.
I've seen Oliver Newman at... he comes to the shows with the replica Intercontinental title.
Yeah.
What that's going to be replaced with is our title. He's going to have a replica wrestling four title.
Great.
And whatever book he's working on right now, he can just scrap that. Nobody cares. He's going to work on a pun intended book.
It's like Gay Strike, your autobiography.
You make sure he gets that message.
I'm sure he listens to the interview.
I should hope so.
I'll cut it out and send it to him on.
Good thing about this interview is there's no Alex to keep taking the microphone off of me.
Yes.
If he tries that again, I'm just going to have Harry holding that.
Give Ryan the voice that he's needing.
And Harry will have some words to say as well. They won't make any sense, but he'll have something to say.
That's amazing, good words.
We can wrap this up now. We're done here.
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
No, we will be back on, don't you worry about that.
And, I hope some worthy challengers take up your open challenge.
Excuse me? Nobody's worthy?
Isn't one half of the Southeast Connection? Southwest Connection? I can't remember the call.
South Coast Connection. The Defiant Tag Team Champions, well, only one of them's there.
Yeah. Because they're not actually that good. And that's why they're lowering down to pun intended as the Tag Team Champions, because we actually beat some good competition.
See, where they go, the Defiant Tag Team Championships don't go.
No.
But where we go, the Wrestling 4 Tag Team titles go. Even if I almost lost them.
Right. We're going to put an emergency tag on them next time we go out.
GPS tracker.
You can't just put them down and forget about them. Need to get a heart attack.
Then you have to put up a deposit down like Ric Flair had to back in the day.
They were hiding behind Chantel Jordan's mum. That tells you all you need to know about that family.
Shall we finish there?
We can.